Have you ever wondered why so many environmental projects start out full of energy and then after a while just stop? When I look at the circular economy projects here in Taiwan, the more I look, the more I feel that this isn't something any single person can pull off through effort alone. A circular system that actually keeps turning needs everyone in their own position doing their part. The businesses, the manufacturers, the consumers, and the government. If only one side is pushing, sooner or later it breaks down. Why? Because the incentives aren't aligned. You can ask consumers to change their habits, but if the businesses have no motivation and the government doesn't cooperate, that structure won't hold for long, but the division of labor is only the first layer. Over time, I slowly came to realize that what matters even more is how the gains are shared. I once saw an environmental innovation NPO talking about exactly this: the distribution of benefits, a fair sharing of the returns, and whether the beneficiaries in the community are willing to take part of their own accord. That line stayed with me. Because if collaboration can't bring real benefit to every side, then it's only a temporary mobilization, not a real change to the system. People are called together, and once the enthusiasm runs out, they scatter. So now, when I look at projects like these, I ask one more question. Is there genuinely something in it for every side? Can it move from a short-term plan toward a state where it runs on its own over the long term? That, to me, is the dividing line between whether collaboration succeeds or not. Of course, there's a cost in here, too. When many parties sit down together, reaching consensus takes a lot of time, and coordination is complex. Whether those costs end up canceling out the benefits is something I still think is worth keeping in mind.